in this bulletin. Health officials address public confidence in Australia's COVID-19 vaccine rollout following an error. Germany approves the use of rapid COVID-19 tests to be conducted by residents in their homes. And in sport, Brisbane officially named the top choice to host the 2032 Summer Olympic and Paralympic Games. With the latest SBS News, I'm Marcus Megalokonomos. Public confidence in Australia's coronavirus vaccine rollout has taken a hit after revelations a doctor who hadn't been trained to administer the injection gave an incorrect dose to two aged care residents in Queensland. The doctor was employed by contractor Healthcare Australia at the Holy Spirit Aged Care Facility in the Brisbane suburb of Castledene. He has been reported to the Australian Health Practitioner Regulation Agency and stood down from the vaccine program. Health Minister Greg Hunt says all of Healthcare Australia's other staff have completed the training.
Healthcare Australia has also advised that this doctor has not been involved in the vaccine rollout in any other facilities. Given this, one, I apologise to the House for the inadvertence. Two, I have again reaffirmed my apologies to the family. And three, I have asked the department to take action against the company and the doctor for what is a clear breach on both fronts.
Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton has joined the growing list of people who knew of an alleged rape in Parliament House before Prime Minister Scott Morrison. Brittany Higgins has issued a formal police complaint over her alleged rape by a colleague at Parliament House in 2019. ACT police say they are now investigating the matter. Mr Dutton confirmed Australian Federal Police Commissioner Rhys Kershaw informed him about the alleged sexual assault 4 days before the Prime Minister says he was told.
Mr Speaker, I thank the Honourable Member for his question. I was advised on the 11th of February. And I've received updates last week and this week.
Senior Chinese trade officials have appealed to the United States and Australia to revive trade ties with Beijing. China has blacklisted a wide range of Australian commodities and businesses and barred ships loaded with millions of tons of Australian coal from entering its ports. Meanwhile, Australia is working on a mutual defence treaty with Japan, which Chinese leaders see as a strategic rival. The wife and five children of an Iraqi politician have been terrorised for more than a year in their southwest Sydney home as part of an international attempt to extort $10 million from the prominent dual citizen. Detective Chief Superintendent Darren Bennett of New South Wales Police State Crime Command said four people have been arrested in raids in Sydney and Canada after a joint investigation between Australian and Canadian authorities. European leaders are close to announcing an agreement on vaccine certificates for EU citizens. They hope it will rescue the tourism industry during the coming summer's holiday season. Meanwhile, Germany has approved the use of rapid COVID-19 home tests. United States President Joe Biden has commissioned the delivery of more than 25 million masks to community health centres and free food services. Officials say two-thirds of the people served by these centres live in poverty and nearly 1.4 million are homeless. On the vaccine front, the country's regulator is a step closer to approving Johnson & Johnson's single-dose vaccine. White House COVID-19 coordinator Jeff Zients says it marks another major step forward in the country's battle against COVID-19, which has killed over 500,000 Americans.
The prospect of a potential third approved vaccine is very encouraging and will help to increase the overall vaccine supply, which will allow more Americans to get access to getting vaccinated sooner.
And in sport, Queensland's bid has officially been named the top choice to host the 2032 Summer Olympic and Paralympic Games. The International Olympic Committee's Future Host Summer Commission designated Brisbane as the preferred candidate city. President Thomas Bach says the IOC will now move discussions to a targeted dialogue. And in golf, PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan says the professional golf community is rallying around Tiger Woods as he recovers from injuries sustained in a car crash.
I think I know the man, and I love him. We love him. This is a tough moment. It's not an easy week to play golf when the person that you idolize, the person that's your inspiration, is hurt. He's a transcendent human being. He's iconic. His impact is profound. His impact is perpetual, we're excited to help him overcome his injuries, to help him recover.
Woods underwent surgery for serious leg injuries sustained in that crash. Now for a look at today's weather. Sunny in Perth and Adelaide, similar conditions in Melbourne, a shower or two developing in Hobart, Canberra and Wollongong, rain expected in Sydney, similar conditions in Newcastle and Brisbane, while there'll be a possible storm in Darwin. This is Marcus Megalokonomos with SBS News.